children and community. A child in the womb of his, her mother is one with her in all levels of existence. Physically uses the same resources of existence, mentally and emotionally, shares the same spirit. These two beings indeed are one in these levels. It is only at the time of birth that the soul enters the body of the fetus and they become two separate individuals. However, the oneness of their physical, mental, and emotional links lasts a lifetime. An etheric bond will continue to exist between them. This relationship is the strongest in each person's life, unless there are greater bonds existing between the child and others from previous lives. If the child is a great soul and feels he only belongs to God, he will eventually transform this bond toward God. Transformation of this relationship from only the mother to others starts by the child experiencing contact with other people. If the transformation of this etheric bond is not spread to many relationships in early childhood, the person becomes very selective in his or her relationships and creates an egocentric approach in life. Such a person will only look for his own interests in life, create a manipulative approach in his relationships with others, as he learned to manipulate his mother, and will look for only one other person to cling to. Communities will help to alter this attitude, with many people around, especially if the raising of the child is shared with many in the community. The etheric bond from the mother will be expanded to others, and the one-to-one relationship will be broken. New experiences and vibrations will be felt by the child, so he or she will expand the sphere of his or her being and will create an open relationship with many. As these children grow older, with the community being connected with other communities and the external world, they will expand themselves even in a greater degree. This expansion of their relationships eventually will lead to universalism, because this first etheric bond is formed with a woman. Transformation from being connected with female energy to male energy should be gradual. Also, the effect of male energy is different than female energy. That is why the child should come in contact with male energies in a greater degree with increasing age, especially for boys, and different settings when his or her logical mind starts to develop. This has been the reason for women being chosen as the main beings to rear the child in the younger ages until 7 or 8. To share the experience of contact with others by providing babysitters for the child is not the same as community rearing. The motivation in being a babysitter may not be pure and loving. This vibration will be felt by the child, so the experience will be negative and counterproductive. The loving vibration and willingness of the person other than the mother to be with the child and share herself with him is extremely important. It should be a heart, fourth chakra, energy, etheric, connection. Any lower energy will not do. To live with a single parent in a house or apartment, or even in one culture or level of social status, will create men and women of limited experience, which will result in narrowness of the mind, a feeling of being separate from the rest, egotism, and self-centeredness. These are all the diseases of the mind and the base for the suffering of the individual and society. Therefore, again, we can see how communities of light, networking between these communities and our teachings, are the way to dissolve limited egos into the universal ego and to bring oneness to all, besides many other benefits. With the present lifestyles and the way the world is going, man is further pushed to believe that he has to be concerned only for one's self. This attitude will accelerate the process of being more self-centered, and the eventual result will be utter destruction. The way out is expansion, sharing, and not being self-centered. The way out is given in our teachings. It is up to those who see it to respond to it. The process explained above is the way which will be helpful in the development of the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is accumulated knowledge from our present and past lives. By expansion, dissolving of the subconscious mind, a person will accelerate his progress of bridging the barriers between the conscious mind and unconscious mind, universal mind. When this intermediary consciousness, subconscious mind, is overcome, there is only conscious mind and unconscious mind remaining. The narrower the experience of the subconscious mind, the more difficult will be the possibility of realizing the universal mind, unconscious mind. The more expanded the subconscious mind experiences of the present lifetime, the greater the possibility of knowing the universal mind. In fact, in the ultimate state, the subconscious mind and universal mind become one. The capacity of expanding our subconscious mind is also related to our experiences from the past and, of course, His grace. Indeed, meditation is the process of expanding the subconscious mind into the unconscious mind or universal mind. Communities of light accelerate this process.